is this breakfast?
Breakfast
with Matthew Abraham and David Bevan
on 891 ABC Adelaide.
Joining us in the studio is Nick Champion, Federal Labor MP for Wakefield, who's deputising for Mark Butler. Welcome to the program, Nick Champion.
Thanks so much.
And stuck in traffic is Jamie Briggs, Liberal MP for Mayo. He's Assistant Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development. Welcome, Minister.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Nick.
Maybe you need to spend a bit more money on roads, Jamie Briggs. Oh.
This is Stephen Mulligan's fault.
See, that was quick.
A bipartisan way to start the morning.
Thank you for your time, Minister.
Nick Champion, yesterday we were talking to Joe Hockey, and he was putting his case that, in fact, the federal government has not cut enormous amounts of money from the state budget here in South Australia, that in real terms the money is going up. I put to him that, look, maybe there would be more sympathy for what you're saying. People would be more prepared to listen to what you were saying if you hadn't been quite so callous over the decision not to support Holden's, or not to give it more support. Mm. You were explaining to us just before we came on air that the flow-on effects from the Holden closure, some of the unforeseen effects are starting to emerge now. For instance, who would have thought the primary producers would be affected?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, thousands of shipping containers are brought in with car parts for the manufacturing of cars, and they then sit empty, and they're used by hay producers and others who fill them up and send them off to Asia. So we're now starting to see if those shipping containers aren't coming in full of car parts, they'll have to just be shipped in empty at a cost to primary producers. So there are some unforeseen impacts, economic impacts, as you would expect, but they will play out in the South Australian economy. There's no doubt about that. And I guess when South Australians look, at the federal budget, there's $80 billion worth of cuts, $50 billion to health, $30 billion to education. In this state, the out years of Gonski have been cut quite severely. You've got cars, subs, cuts to the local budget, to local schools and hospitals. So it's not a reason to look favourably on the Abbott government.
We've got a text here from one of our listeners, Stephen Marshall of Norwood. Isn't Nick Champion the guy who sent a letter out to all people in his electorate claiming that the federal Labor government had saved Holden?
Well, what I said is we would save Holden, and we would have. We basically negotiated the first pass investment decision, and the second pass investment decision happened shortly after the federal election. If there had been a re-elected Labor government, I tell you this, we would have saved Holden.
Jamie Briggs, I know you don't need help from Stephen Stephen of Norwood, but maybe this is an old debate, but would anything have saved Holden?
Well, Stephen from Norwood seems quite well informed. Nick did send that letter, and it was wrong. And what Nick won't tell you was that the CEO of Holden said when they made the decision to end manufacturing in Australia at the end of 2016 that nothing could have saved manufacturing of cars in Australia, and that's why Toyota is also leaving, and that's why Ford had announced when Nick was in government that they were leaving as well, and Mitsubishi back in 2008 when Nick was in government as well. The reality is, and Paul Keating put this best, and I know Nick's a Paul Keating fan, when he made the changes to the exchange rate in 1983, when he floated the dollar, it changed fundamentally how our economy worked. For the better. For the better. And Nick thinks that. I know he does. But what he's doing here is trying to scare people about something he knows isn't true. He just said it. $80 billion of supposed cuts, which don't exist. Joe Hockey explained that very well yesterday. This is the problem in the modern Labor Party. They don't want to own their legacy. They don't want to own their legacy. Nick Champion believes fundamentally in what Paul Keating did in the 1980s was the right thing to do. He absolutely believes that. I know that. Nick's a smart. He's not. You said earlier he's young. That's not quite true. But he's a smart guy. And what he's saying to you...
Well, everything's relative, fundamental, I suppose.
That's true.
in terms of age. Effectively, you're saying that because Paul Keating, that we floated the dollar and restructured the economy, then just give up. Let's not worry about manufacturing in Australia.
We changed the way. We changed the way the economy works, and we're richer for it. We made. And Paul Keating said this when he was asked by Kerry O'Brien in those interviews just earlier this year or late last year, I think that was. Do you feel sorry for the people that you threw out of manufacturing, I think that was the question. And Paul Keating said no, because they got better jobs. They got better opportunities for better jobs. And Nick believed
He keeps saying that, but he would, wouldn't he? Otherwise, you know, he'd have sort of thousands of, you know, dead souls on his conscience, really, wouldn't
well,
he?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and defend Paul Keating all show, right? Like, give me a break. I've had a couple of minutes at it. I'll let Nick do the rest. But the point is this. What Labor is doing is being misleading to people. When Nick was misleading in a campaign when he sent out a letter saying, I've saved Holden, you know, I'm the champion, when he knew fundamentally that the pressure on this industry had been building for years, that's why Mitsubishi left in 2008, that's why Ford announced when Nick was in government that they were leaving, that's why Toyota has also left. Manufacturing cars in Australia, in a market where 80% of our sales, nearly 85% of our sales, are of overseas-made cars, our consumers have decided they want to buy a broader range of vehicles. We haven't got the scale, and we're too far from the market. That is just the reality, unfortunately. And it is sad for people who work out there, and I have great sympathy for those who will lose their job. But the reality is governments cannot stop the push of global forces, and anyone who tells you that they will is telling you lies.
Nick Champion?
Well, Jamie's done a great job of verballing me and the boss of Holden, so not a very good job of arguing that. Keep on saying, oh, Nick believes this, Nick believes that. You should let me state what I believe, and you should state what you believe is the case, and then we can have a discussion about it. But look, the biggest problem for the car industry was the biggest problem for wineries, for primary producers, which was
the carbon tax.
Which was the Australian dollar and the value of the Australian dollar. When you talked about exchange rates, Jamie, you were right, because we had a persistently high dollar for the last few years, but it didn't reflect our economic fundamentals. That is, commodity prices had come off, which had led to revenue write-downs in the budget, which is another story. But the dollar stayed high because we were a safeguard currency during the global financial crisis. That caused a lot of problems for car manufacturers who were exporting. It caused a lot of problems for wineries. There are wineries in my electorate who went from exporting 80% of their stock to being entirely domestic businesses because of the value of the dollar.
Well, those were flexible enough to do that, though, weren't they?
Well, they were, but
they're making a product that the local market wanted to buy.
Indeed, but the point I would make, Matt, is that the dollar has now come down, significantly come down, to a level where if we had a thriving car industry which was backed by the government, we would be in a different set of circumstances. Well, and the head of Holden's, the first thing he said, Jamie, was the value of the currency.
Why don't we listen to somebody who's going to be living somewhere which will be affected by the closure? Robin from Elizabeth East has called at 8:45. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's your view?
I was just going to say, if the Coalition is a big believer in non-subsidy, why are we subsidising private health with tax benefits? Why are we subsidising private schools directly when they should be used to pay? Why are we subsidising the mining industry? You can't pick and choose. It's either got to be all or none.
Jamie Ritz, how do you respond to Robin of Elizabeth East?
Well, with all due respect to Robin, we don't subsidise the mining industry. This is the Greens argument. Nick won't agree with this, surely. I mean, the Greens argue that the diesel fuel rebate, which farmers and people in the resource sector get because you pay a excise on your petrol for the use of public roads, they get a rebate where they build their own roads on their own sites. It's not a subsidy. It's a ridiculous argument that the Greens run.
All right. What about subsidising private schools?
Well, people, it is user pay. You do make a choice. People do make choices. But the point about it is the argument here that we shouldn't have private education?
No, I think he's asking. What he's asking, Jamie Briggs, is why you're so upset about putting public money into jobs in the northern suburbs, but you're not squeamish about putting money into private schools?
Because it's a false argument, David, and you know that's the case.
Explain why it is false.
Because there's no choice here. That Holden was leaving. There was nothing a government could do. I mean, it's sad and it's unfortunate. It was an iconic business that's been around for a long time. I accept all of those points. People are unhappy about it. But the Holden, the decision of the General Motors, a parent company in Detroit, in the United States, where it's owned and run, was that Holden was closing in South Australia.
Okay. Now, ABC News is reporting this morning, has been reporting all morning, that talks between the opposition and government over Australia's renewable energy target have broken down. Labor's walked away, saying there's no point continuing with the negotiations.